Powering rural Alaska is nothing if not complicated. You may think that wind energy would lower bills to residents who live in villages with turbines, but that's not entirely the case. As at KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports from Bethel, the alternative energy that many communities are pursuing is more about stabilizing costs for the long-term future.
The village of Chivac on the Bering Sea coast is the latest community in western Alaska to get a new energy plant that combines wind and diesel. Chivac's had four new wind turbines functioning for about a year.
The system as a whole looks real nice, and everybody in Chivac is pretty much pleased.
That's Ulrich Olrun, Chivac's mayor. He says all four wind turbines haven't run all the time because they've been working out initial glitches. Still, he says, the savings to their power utility has been substantial.
Chivac has saved about 50,000 gallons of diesel. Instead of using 50,000 gallons to run the plant, they've used wind power, so that's pretty good for, you know, trying to figure out the system.
The Alaska Village Electric Cooperative is a nonprofit electric utility for 53 villages in the state, mostly in western Alaska. Of those 53 communities, 16 are getting some kind of wind power. Some have turbines, and others are tied into neighboring villages that have them. There are about 35 wind turbines in total, which AVEC can remotely control. AVEC President Mira Kohler says how much diesel can be displaced in a community is determined by the local wind quality. With Chivac's Class 4 wind regime, AVEC expects to displace about 25% of its diesel fuel, which equals about 6 cents a kilowatt hour. But those savings will not be seen by most residents.
Their electric rate goes down, but the PCE rate also goes down at the same time.
PCE is the Power Cost Equalization Program funded by the state to subsidize high electrical rates in rural areas. Most residents and many nonprofits in rural Alaska qualify for PCE. So even though AVEC is saving fuel by using wind energy, in turn, they are getting less funding from the state. Kohler says the benefit to the average residential consumer is knowing that their electrical bill is remaining stable because they are less reliant on PCE.
PCE has been sort of a football that's been kicked around in the state legislature, and there have been many, many, many years where funding was not 100%. And so we have to visualize life beyond PCE.
But it's not all about savings down the road. Some in the village do see a direct result from wind. Commercial businesses, schools, and residents who use over 500 kilowatts per month do not qualify for the subsidy. And Kohler says they are the biggest energy users.
As a rule, if you look across the state, about two-thirds of the electricity that's sold in a PCE community doesn't get PCE. So it's those two-thirds of the kilowatt hours sold that see a major benefit.
As for Chivac's mayor, Olrun says he understands that wind energy is a long-term solution, and he's trying to help explain it to others.
It's pretty complicated, all right. It's a complicated system. Quite a few people in Chivac are still trying to understand it.
Chivac held a ribbon-cutting ceremony earlier this month for its new energy facility, which includes a new AVEC power plant, an AVEC tank farm, the four wind turbines, and the community tank farm, which are all working together. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.